This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
I don't know. Maybe you're one of those individuals who doesn't want to save money on car insurance. Maybe you're an alien from another planet. Maybe on your world, the words saving and money have no meaning. Well, I feel sorry for you. But around here, if you want to save money on car insurance, you switch to GEICO. Just like 4 million humans switched to GEICO last year. Welcome to planet Earth.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Now until September 30th, red means go. It's the Victory Motorcycles Red Tag event with savings up to $5,000 and financing as low as 1.99%. Going on now until September 30th. Get it to your local dealer today. Rebate includes 2010 price rebate, factory rebates, available coupons, finance offer subject to credit approval by GE Money. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet, eye protection, protective clothing, and obey the speed limit. Never ride under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
Previously on the Doug and Daddy Show.
If you try to pull what you did yesterday and tap me on the shin guard again, we will go.
So you can guess what happened. So despite Daddy being gone for unknown reasons, the Doug and Daddy Show rolls on. It's just disappointing that we'll miss Daddy's gems like...
That China must have a hell of a bunch of treats. When I dream about the moonlight of the Wabash, my Indiana home. You only put honey on biscuits from Kentucky Fried Chicken. What else do you use honey for? We're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going down to California. Yeah!
So today we'll depend on our fearless leader, Doug Duda.
But why would that be the only thing you put out there?
Well, I'm more than willing to help generate conversation.
Really? You have no facts. Don't give me some BS.
Well, okay then. It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
The odds of me becoming irritated on the show today are like less than 1%. That's right. Daddy's gone. There's no pot stirring today with idiocy. And, you know, in some ways, we'll miss that on the show. But, you know, who can you replace Big Daddy with? You can't. And so why even try? But Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep is going to do his best because we love to talk to Robert. And I can't believe it. 1 week from today, there are some Thursday games next week.
Yes,
right? There's none in our backyard. Some Metro. There's always a couple Metro games, I know. But Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep, the magazine preseason is out. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk high school football. We're going to talk with the new head football coach at Grand Island Northwest, and Kevin Stein, on the program today as he takes over a program. And unfortunately for the kids, three coaches in 3 years, and that's always rough, and we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little bit about UNK's big weekend, welcoming everybody in. Sean Fairbanks is scheduled to join us for a couple minutes, and Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com, our lives of fantasy, so the professional Joe is going to be joining us. If you've got a fantasy football question, because this is the biggest month of the entire year with your drafts going on, send it to us at the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. That always seems so long when I say it, but if you just type it the once, save it, then you don't have to worry about it. Doug, spell out the word and Daddy, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Are you a fantasy footballer, Bob?
Indeed, I am, Douglas. And let me say initially, it's always a pleasure to be not only on the air with you, but actually here in living color.
You know, it's been the last month, a lot of family stuff for me, cousins, uncles, aunts. You know, is it okay if I just call you Uncle Bob?
You know, yeah, you can. My nieces do. So that's all right. I guess you're right in line with a bunch of 12-year-old girls, did it?
It's better than Uncle Buck, I guess. It's that time of year. There's so many week zero games next week. It's not just A and B. It's going to be very busy. The prep report is out. We talked to you a couple of weeks ago about what's going on in high school and all the changes. And I guess you just pick it up and to jump right in it, because it is a busy show today. And I want to start talking about the magazine right off the top here. All you have to do is look at your column, your opening statement. The landscape is changing. I went to the Six-Man Football Association website yesterday, and I knew that they had more teams this year, but they have 18 teams. This was a league that I think was down to 8 teams at one time, 8 programs playing six-man football. And we've got Howells and Loop City and Pleasanton, and, you know, you can talk about it. They're all playing D2 football. it's still shocking to me that Pleasanton is the smallest D2 school. Litchfield is bigger than Pleasanton, and I thought Litchfield was going to shut its doors 10 years ago. And Litchfield is bigger than Pleasanton. And you, if you're in the Hastings area, if you're in the Grand Island area, if you're in the Kearney area, Cambridge, wherever you're at, you're just seeing not as many schools, and nobody's growing right now, even with consolidation, Bob, and that makes the landscape of sports different, especially in football.
Well, sure it does. I mean, football more than any of our sports is a numbers game. You got to have people. You got to have people to not only play. You got to have depth. You got to have people to play against and practice. All those things that will make you better. And yeah, to address your initial point, that six man roster is getting to be quite lengthy. 18. There's talk about the NSAA coming back in and making, you know, legitimizing the old six man championship game. It's kind of an interesting dichotomy there, because the six man game is growing, but it's growing to the point where some of the people that really needed to play six man are now like, half the size of some of these new six-man schools. So, they're getting whipsawed just like everybody else. And it is a fact that numbers are down across the board. I dare say there's not 5% of the programs who have the same number of kids in them right now as they did 5 years ago.
Where is this affecting most? I would assume that, again, in the West, it just means there's fewer and fewer schools and more travel.
Well, that's true. I mean, obviously, it's, again, a numbers game, but this time the number is how close is the next town that plays. And, that's getting to be a lot more disparate, west of Grand Island. But, some of that is taking care of itself through co-oping or consolidation. Some of it's, dropping to six-man. But, the trips are getting longer. Some of the district alignments are getting goofier. We've got some strange bed partners there with people having to go long distances to play people they've never played before, and it's things are just different.
Gibbon versus Lincoln Lutheran, Gibbon versus Ainsworth, which I still find is a good move by the NSAA, because some programs need to get kick-started. Programs need to get kicked, and some programs have been good for a long time. And we can talk about the good programs all the time, but you've been across the state once again, and it doesn't have to be anybody from our backyard. But where is there a community or a school where you see maybe a bright light on the horizon as early as this year? Somebody that's been building and says, you know what, maybe it was zero wins, and then it was one win, then it was two wins. Maybe now they can get to five or six wins. Is there anybody? Is there any new blood coming?
You want to know something that I'm kind of curious about. We talked about this when I walked in a little bit ago. There's two schools that it would take absolutely everything to work. Ord and Gibbon. Mm. Ord and Gibbon. They have nobody out for football at either place. They're around 20, both schools. But they've got some kids that can play. Both of them are going to play a schedule that's conducive to making themselves better. So I don't think either one of them is going to be in Lincoln unless it's, like on a field trip or something. But they've got a chance to be better. And there's two guys that I immediately think of, and I'm going to throw out a couple names while we're down this road. Brad Welniak, a chant. That guy is an excellent athlete. He's a great football player. Great high school football player. He's going to be really good. Chad Hartman down at Gibbon may be the single most overlooked player in C1. That kid is an animal. And so, you talk about bright lights. There's so many different things that we play for. It's like I always say, there's seven state championship teams this year if you want to count six-man. Everybody else plays for something else. And, the Gibbons and Ords of the world, they're playing for respectability. Now, both those schools are in a pretty dicey situation with so few kids out for football. But those are a couple teams I think of that, maybe things go right this year. And maybe both of them win four games. Maybe five. Who knows? But everybody plays for something different.
Somebody's trying to play to break a losing streak. Somebody's trying to play to get into the playoffs. And a lot of teams that are trying to play to win a playoff game. And then, as you said, there's those that anything less of a state championship will be short.
There are two things that immediately come to mind when you talk about that. We're not getting out of C1 here when we do this. Centura, which won their last football game in the Ford administration, I believe. They got a new coach, Greg Hansen, 8 years at Stanton, eight playoff teams, made the state championship game 1 year. I've talked to some people. I've talked to Tim Aitken up there, and he comes home saying that his boy's fired up, the kids are ready to go. Let's see what happens. You move farther up the food chain, a team in C1, Wahoo. You know, when you talk about football, you talk about Bishop Newman. When you talk about basketball, you talk about Wahoo. Wahoo's got a really deep, physical, talented senior class, but they've never done anything in the playoffs. We've got them rated fourth. I pose the question, is Wahoo ready to be great? Because if you know, there's a team that's ready for a breakthrough. Now let's see if they can do it.
Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The magazine is out. Bob, what if you haven't subscribed yet? Where can you find the magazine?
Well, shame,
how can
shame
people get
on
it? I know. Well,
I
you
mean,
know, they're just on. Back from vacation, maybe fishing somewhere. Maybe Brett Favre hasn't been paying attention.
That's
wants
right,
to know
yeah.
Where you can get it.
Yeah, that's true. Everybody was going to sign up the day after Brett Favre came back to play, I think, maybe. I can't stand that guy, but that's a whole nother deal. They could call our office at 800-323-3929. We have an operator sitting around filing her nails. She'd love to hear from you, and we'll fix you all up.
Hi, Penny. You can always go to the website as well, folks. It's huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. There's been some of the articles that are in the magazine, one or two a day, pop up on the website along with the other stories up there. You actually give the six-man kids a little pub here in the very latest. So check that out, and no better source for high school football, although many more people are trying. Bob is the inventor and czar thereof, and he joins us during our scoreboard show every week, and he will join us, I believe, every Wednesday again this year on the Doug and Daddy Show for the same pay?
Absolutely. In fact, I had somebody in the front office there explain to me it would be doubled this year, actually.
Oh.
I'm making twice what I was going to make last year.
Well, you're already a bottle of water ahead.
That's true.
If you got a question for Bob, feel free to give us a call, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN, or email us, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Maybe it's a question about your high school that isn't in our backyard. It's not in the area. We have Bob knows them all. What are we at now? Are we still over 300 football teams in the state?
Not quite. 294. 294 is where we're at.
So less football teams than Gary DeBoer wins.
That's very true. That's very true.
Let's go in before we go to the first break. It's our chance to unveil the top 10, the preseason top 10. And let's start with Bob's number ones. Millard South in Class A, Aurora in Class B, Norfolk Catholic in C1, Hastings St. Cecilia in C2, Johnson-Brock in D1, and Howells in D2. Definitely no surprises with Howells and St. Cecilia being the number one teams, both dropping down a class, and we've kind of beat that to death already. But Bob, for the first time in quite a while, we've been waiting for Kearney and Grand Island to get good. When we started this whole thing, when I first moved to Kearney to be able to make a push, and Grand Island has had a couple, three really, really good years. Kearney has won a state championship, but neither one is mentioned in the top 10, and probably rightfully so, from all that we've went through and talked about. Are Kearney and Grand Island down a little bit, or our metro? I know a couple of those Lincoln schools, like Southeast, have revived and they're ready to go again. Is it which scenario? I guess is it?
Well, it's all a factor as far as the top 10 goes. But as far as the content of the program right now, Grand Island just isn't very experienced. I'll be curious to see where it all goes. Everybody knows that Tomlin and his staff does a great job over there, and they will make that team better. But right now, they've only got one kid that's a varsity starter coming back, you know, so it's kind of tough to put a whole lot into them right out of the gate. Kearney, you know, Kearney right now needs to find some linemen. They've got some real nice skill players. Maloli and Shields immediately come to mind. Those are really good athletes, guys who can do some things when they get the ball, but they've got to rebuild that line, and again, that will take a little bit of time. I don't think that's going to happen the first couple weeks.
Got an email here from our friend Monty Kratzenstein, who stops in every once in a while, who has a question for you. But then, of course, they got some good pub in the paper the other day, him and his son at practice. Monty, was that your boy that broke the story on Sean Fisher? I mean, is he blogging everywhere? And we'll talk about the Bo Pelini thing. It took him about 12
You'll be the
hours.
Only one, because well, Bo ain't.
It's funny, because then he still granted a couple of interviews yesterday, which is good. And all that was reported is true with Fisher and with Blue, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But he says, hey, ask Bob about my former boys at Millard West, and you have them ranked second in class.
Yeah, they're going to be good. I mean, right now, Kirk Peterson is one of the best coaches in the state. You know, he's on that one hand of coaches that you would take to start your program with. They've got to find some linemen. They will, but they've got three players on their team who are big time. One of them is the quarterback, Zach Whittem. You know, he's a returning starter. He threw for 1,400 yards last year, took them to the state finals. They have a defensive lineman by the name of Brandon Yost, who's a returning All-Stater. He's 260. He can move. He can get you a pass rush up the middle. He's also great against the run. And then a kid that I just love is a kid by the name of Zach Linebaugh. And one of the reasons I like Zach so much is he was the starting quarterback at Starter last year. And things did not go well. The offense didn't run as good as Coach Peterson thought. He said, well, why don't you concentrate on defense instead? He winds up being the leader in the defensive secondary. He's an All-Stater. And he's one of those guys that the other kids really respond to. And so Millard West will be really good. We look for a Millard sweep at the top of the top 10. So I guess
maybe South, West, North. Millard South, Millard West, Millard North, the top three teams. Yeah, the coach didn't even tell me to concentrate on defense. a delusional Husker fan chimes in here to the Dent Popper inbox. As a former Red Raider, what's the outlook for Loup City? Not only that, this is another one of those programs that had a couple of really rough years. Snapped the losing streak. Got into the playoffs, were an injury away from giving Elm Creek all they wanted, a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And now not only do they drop to 8-man, they drop down to D2. So does that help, I guess, when you're playing a new style of football that you're going to be in D2? What do you think?
There's no bargain necessarily going from C2 to 8-man. I had a respected coach whose name was actually mentioned earlier in this conversation who told me he'd been in state championships in both classes, and he would take playing in C2 over playing D1 at that time. But the point is, it all comes back to the schedule. Loup City's got a schedule it can manage. They've got a little bit of experience back, and I think they'll be successful. I think they'll be somewhere around 500. And again, people want to make it a big deal. There are some people want to make a big deal about the transition from 8-man to 11-man. You very seldom. A coach will tell you that is as big a deal as maybe some of the fans want to make it. It's football. Line them up and get them to play. I think that part will work. Whether or not, how far they can go beyond maybe 500, maybe not right out of the gate.
If you've got more questions on high school football, Bob Jensen's with us for the whole hour. We're going to be talking with Northwest head coach Kevin Stein here in just a moment. Joe DeMeo joins us, going to talk a little Lopers, but we talked about fantasy football, and Cunningham's Journal has their modified fantasy football league. So if you've never played before, or you just want to have a little fun with it, or, you like to be in the conversation when you're sitting at the bar or out back in the courtyard or up in the loft, it's all right there. It's unlike other leagues where you draft teams. Here it's simple. You just choose the players you want. It's not like somebody picked, Chris Johnson ahead of you or Peyton Manning ahead of you. Or, you're in the third round and the guy ahead of you again, you're ready to go and boom. They take the man off the board that you're looking for.
I hate that.
And there goes Benson off the board. No! Now I need 5 more minutes to take my pick. For more information on how to play, stop by and pick up a sheet and just get started because it starts September 9th. Don't waste time. Get it done before Labor Day so that you're ready to go. That's what happens. You come out of Labor Day and oh, God, it's here it is. It's time. I'm not ready. The best part, 100% payout of all money put into the league, and then they're throwing in weekly prizes, a big end-of-the-year prize, and also to help entice the excitement on your picks. NFL Sundays, Cunningham's Journal will be running the Sunday training camp special, just $1.50 drafts all day. So grab your friends and head to Cunningham's. Watch your favorite teams play, score your fantasy teams, and make it an NFL party every week. A limited number of entries are available, so stop by today at Cunningham's Journal, the place to go time and time again. Had a great band last night at the courtyard. Had a lot of fun at the courtyard. We'll take a break and be back with more after this.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sunmart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
It's backed by popular demand at Bruce Furniture in Hastings and Holdridge. The buy one, get one free sale on Lane recliners.
Purchase a world-famous Lane recliner at its regular price and get a second one of equal value absolutely free. If you don't need two recliners, bring a friend and share the savings. Choose from nearly 100 recliners in wall, saver, and rocker recliner styles and colors to fit everyone's room. Easy credit terms plus great savings on comfort. But hurry. The buy one, get one free sale on Lane recliners ends soon. Bruce Furniture, downtown Holdridge, and south of the Landmark Center on Marion Road, Hastings.
ABC Drug and Gift would like to let everyone know that the new store will be opening soon. And they can't wait to serve you better in their new location, just catty corner from where they are now. The same great people and products you shop ABC Drug for, with a larger store and pharmacy to better serve all their great customers. You'll always find something unique at ABC Drug and Gift, still on the bricks, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today, as we'll see an isolated chance for a shower or storm later in the day as well. With a high temperature up around 93, south winds will stay at 10 to 15. We'll then drop off to 67 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 81.
Oh, yeah. Tonight, Quest Center, Omaha, Sammy Hagar, and Aerosmith. In case there's no show tomorrow, and I apologize to anybody that we lined up as guests, that would be the reason. So hopefully the Mobile makes it there and back. Crazy. I don't. When I leave town, I don't like to come back right away. But, you know, the job depends on it. You know, last Friday, you know, for like 6 months, nope, can't have it off. Okay. I'll be here bright and early tomorrow.
See, you go to a deal like that, that late 80s retro thing, and, you know, the music's, you know, you go in there with your eyes wide open. You're going to get what you're going to. What bothers me, it isn't going to be you, you know, they're, you know, hey ho, that kind of. The chicks showing up at a concert like that, convinced they can pull it off like they're 17 years old. That's a bad deal, man. I mean, Grandma, take it back to the back of the building, okay?
Well, apparently, one of my buddies emailed me that Steven Tyler fell off the stage again on Tuesday night. But not like Sturgis a year or two ago where he broke his shoulder and they had to cancel a whole series of shows, which, you know, if they would have rain checked tonight, that would have been fine with me. But apparently okay, and they finish out the concert in Toronto, and he's ready to go.
Tangled in his scarf or something, I suppose.
Evidently, Joe Perry backed into him on his guitar. I don't know. Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox, where Mike from South Bend, Indiana, has fired in. He goes, "We've heard that you've been giving Irish Ken a bad time, and we wanted to advise you that's not a wise idea. The boys of Notre Dame know how to take care of our own, and we'll pack a caravan full of Irish crazies to storm the big K-town and paint it blue. The Irish nation thinks Irish Ken rocks, and thanks Brother Ken for setting them straight in K-town. We've finally got one of our own. His name is Kelly. He's an Irishman with a nasty disposition, and the rest of the world will find out soon enough what happens when you mess with the Irish. Mike, the brother of Irish Ken." And coincidentally, Irish Ken then follows up, because he has woken up from his nap. "I didn't want you dorks to think you got away with that little ditty on the Irish the other day. Retribution will surely come, and Irish Ken will be blameless." I don't know what you're talking about, Irish Ken. What?
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, irrational, hopelessly pathetic Irish fan.
Just for you, Ken, and Mike in South Bend. There you go. You're not a Notre Dame fan, are you? I'm Catholic. I think that's well known. Yeah. I don't hate Notre Dame, but I don't root for Notre Dame.
I'm Methodist. I don't pull for SMU. I guess we're even.
I'll tell you what. One thing, my friends in Greeley, I mean, there's some of those kids that weren't allowed to wear red.
Because,
Grandpa,
that's hardcore, yeah.
Grandpa kick him right out of the house and forget the will.
See, Penny's aunt's from Greeley, and I was indoctrinated into that line of thinking from a distance. So.
Kenny Mayne thought there was a war between Oakland Raider and New York Jet fans. He talked to him about Notre Dame and Nebraska there. Hey, don't forget tonight, it is the big blowout at Golf USA. Go see Greg. And what's that other guy? Oh, yeah, the other guy. Marty, wait a minute. What? Yeah, they're there, and they're working hard right now. They're working hard right now to get ready for their annual Moonlight Madness sale, 4 hours a year, which just happens to be tonight from 6 to 10. They have the lowest prices on the biggest names in golf. Every name you can think of, irons, woods, putters, bags, clothes. Let's tell you a little bit. Everything's marked down from 10 to 70%. For 4 hours only tonight at Golf USA, 5001 2nd Avenue in Kearney, right outside the mall. Is this a misprint? Really? Irons? $79.99? Set of woods? $59.99? And not just something that was out in the garage of Bob Jensen. No, this is real stuff. Brand name. FootJoy socks, 4-pack, $5. All apparel, 50% off. It's all there. It's not like a half shirt. It's a nice shirt. It's shoes. It's a jacket. It's whatever. Hat, whatever. All apparel, 50% off. Putters, 20% off. Bags, 20% off. And many more items that are just too low to list. It's all tonight. Don't forget it. Don't miss it. If you're playing league, get out there after league. If you don't have league, get there early. They're going to be all ready to go at 6 o'clock. So line up like at 5. You know, take some, maybe tailgate. Tailgate from 4 to 6, and then just start chanting their names, you know.
Can you?
Maury. You know, you just do that the whole time, and then the door will open, and then they'll have all these great savings. It's tonight. I don't even know how to properly put it, how big a savings this is. This isn't a joke, folks. This has been going on for years, and they just crush that store. That's why they only do it for 4 hours, because they're, like, out of everything. They sell it all, and it's for you tonight at the annual Moonlight Madness sale. Golf USA, don't miss it, from 6 to 10 here in Kearney. We'll take a break, and Northwest football coach Kevin Stein will join me and Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep, who's in for Big Daddy, right after this.
We need to make smarter decisions.
Together.
Faster.
Basically, we need to collaborate better.
With email.
Web conferencing.
Social networking.
You name it.
Because we're mid-sized businesses.
The engines of a smarter planet.
We need IBM Lotus Live.
A single, security-rich, cloud-based service.
No new hardware.
No new software.
Just a browser.
Smarter decisions.
Starting with this one.
IBM Lotus Live. Email starts at $3 per user per month. Get set up now at ibm.com/engine/lotus. Prices subject to change by IBM without notice.
Rain. What harm could a little water do to your deck? An inch of rainfall over 1 acre equals 27,000 gallons. That's roughly 1.5 gallons per square foot. Count the square feet of your deck. Now multiply by the inches of rain that fall on that wood annually. You don't need to do the math to know all that water adds up. Made with the finest oils and pigments, Cabot Stains have been protecting wood against rain for over 130 years. Cabot. Our performance is legendary. Visit CabotStain.com for the retailer nearest you.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble. On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
We'll be right back.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops across the area today as we'll see an isolated chance for a shower or storm later in the day as well. With a high temperature up around 93, south winds will stay at 10 to 15. We'll then drop off to 67 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley.
Right now, 81.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Mark says, is this the same Irish Nation that sold all their tickets when we played them out there?
That was a great little poster.
We sent that to Bob Davey, by the way, after he was no longer there. Bob Jensen in studio. Let's go to the email. Wants to know about Overton. What's your thoughts about
Overton? Overton's going to be really good. You know, the Fort Kearney Conference is going to be down from last year, and that's not necessarily an indictment on this year's group, especially the seniors. It is just a fact that, especially on the boys' side, you know that, dude. That conference was stacked and lost a lot of talent, a lot of talent drain with the old Fort Kearney Conference. But Overton's going to be really good. The Olmsted boys, Zach and Jacob. You know, Jacob Jensen, I got to look at him this summer during baseball. You know, he's got to be a pretty good-sized boy, and I believe they're going to slot him in at quarterback maybe. And I don't know. The thing is that Coach Snodgrass has obviously got a proven formula over there. He's made those guys into winners last decade. That's been one of the most winning D1 programs in the state. They're going to be really good.
And then you can just plug in the Olmsted boys. And when you play eight men, and that's a quarter of your team, that's pretty good.
That's a nice place to start.
If you've got a question for Bob or Joe DeMeo, who's coming up in a little bit here with the FantasyPlayersEdge.com, fire it off to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Reading from the issue of 2010's Huskerland Prep, under Northwest Vikings, Bob Jensen, who is joining us on the show today, says a veteran coach with Panhandle roots. His teams won 89 games, most of them at Gordon. Kevin Stein moving into the head coaching job at Grand Island Northwest, returning just three starters, though, from a team that went 2-7 last year. And Coach Stein joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. It's been a long time since we talked to the coach. Bob and I were talking off air. I think it was probably when Kearney Catholic played Gordon up there in a playoff game. But, Coach, welcome to Central Nebraska, and welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right. Thanks for having me. Yeah, that has been a while. That was kind of a nightmare, so I tried to forget that game really quick. I remember Coach Madison, he came across the field, and he said, boy, he said, I apologize for that. He says, we were on fire today. And they were on fire, and they played well. So that's been a while.
Yeah, that has been. It was a benefit to an afternoon game. God, it was hot. It was a beautiful day. It was just a day you wouldn't expect. But, you know, Coach Madison was actually awake instead of a 7 o'clock game. But
that's right. They were lights out that day.
Coach, you're the third man in 3 years here at Grand Island Northwest, and everybody knows how tough that can be on kids. Let's start with your philosophy and how much change from what Coach Burbach and everybody had done before that. Is it a whole new system? Are you taking a little bit? Or are you taking a lot of what they've been doing there lately?
Taking, you know, and no disrespect. You know, we're taking nothing. You know, my thing is do what you do and do it well. You know, it's not like Baskin-Robbins that has the flavor of the month of ice cream, you know, and you find what works this week and then find another thing that works the next week and another thing that works the next week and just change, keep changing. that's not who I am, and that's not what I do. You know, do what you do and do it well. And I know exactly what I like to do. I know exactly what we want to do, and we're going to do that, and we'll do it at all levels, and we'll do it, you know, year in, year out with a few small little tinkerings. But do what you do and do it well, and that's my belief. So we'll stick with it and get after it. You know, and next thing is people make a lot of big things, a big deal about, you know, a third man 3 years, and, you know, so be it. You know, that's what it is. That's a hand you're dealt, and you move on. And you can either use that as an excuse and as a crutch, or you get up, dust yourself off, and get going. That's your only options.
Coach Stein, this is Bob Jensen. And Kev.
How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good, man. Congratulations again on the job. I know you're going to do great. You've had a nice run of quarterbacks out there. You developed a bunch of really excellent quarterbacks over your time in Gordon. What's that position look like for you there at Northwest?
Well, you know, really nice. You know, Dylan Crichel has stepped up to be our man. He definitely is talented. He's hard nosed. He's got kind of like a fullback mentality. You know, he's really aggressive. You know, he's always, you know, he has not played a lot of varsity quarterback. You know, he did a ton of special teams last year, but that's his kind of his mentality. And so he's doing a real nice job. He has a very strong arm, very live arm. You know, but is not afraid to tuck it run it, so he doesn't really force it into bad situations, and I really appreciate that about him. And so he'll step up and do a nice job, and we got two kids that are right behind him that are just athletes, you know, Connor Everhart and Zach Rose. So you know, I would have no problem throwing either one of them in there also.
You mean those? I didn't know the Rosés even had boys. What a revelation. There it is. Kevin Stein joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's the new head coach at Grand Island Northwest. So with that as the quarterback position, and I see you got some kids that can catch the ball. You talked about doing something and doing it well. Is that for the fans that don't know and they're going to come to that first Northwest game against Crete? Are they going to expect to see an 80-20 run, or do you like to put the ball in the air a little bit and talk a little bit about what you like to do defensively?
You know, I do like to put the ball up in the air a little bit, you know, but we got to do what's successful. And, you know, I suppose if it was a perfect world, we would be probably into about a 60-40, probably a 60% run, 40% pass. You know, throw the ball 20 times a game. In 20, maybe 25. But so that's what we like to do. You know, we really like to stretch it. We really like to run a lot of jet sweep to the edge, right? Really put a lot of pressure on the edge to try to create our seams up the middle. You know, there's always philosophies, and that's ours. We're going to stress the edge. We're going to really try to get out on the edge as quick as we can, as fast as we can, as efficiently as we can, and get the ball out of our backfield. So that's maybe our philosophy, our stretch the edge so we can create seams up the middle. And that's what we do. You know, and defensively, we are a 4-2 team. I love the 4-2. I believe in the 4-2, and that's what we know. And but that's be fundamentally sound in the 4-2 and then make your wrinkles off that.
Kevin Stein joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head football coach at Northwest. Coach, with not a lot of starters coming back, I suppose you can look at every position and say we need to get better there and we need to build some depth there. What about the depth of this football team, and what is the one thing that you had to address right away in the first couple of practices of the year?
You know, I think a thing that we had to address was just finding an identity. That's what's really been lacking, you know, with Coach Allgood and Coach Burbach, and we just didn't have nothing to hang our hat on. You know, you didn't know, you know, really what you're going to get from week to week, and so we have to have an identity. This is what we're going to do, and we're going to do it well. And you know, sometimes you're going to go out there and just get licked. Sometimes it's the Jimmys and Joes, not about the X's and O's, but the Jimmys and the Joes. And sometimes that's going to happen, you know, and sometimes we're going to be on the better end. And but we got to keep competing and compete. And compete with our identity and know who we are. So that's our overall, you know, philosophy. You talk about depth there. You know, we have six seniors. I mean, that's not good on a Class B level. You can talk about it any way you want. That's not good on a Class B level. So we need to have an identity, something we can believe in, so that we can retain kids from their freshman year to their sophomore to their junior to their senior year, and so they know exactly what is expected of them and what we're going to be doing. And that's where it's got to kind of start with.
Kev, you've had most of the summer with the kids, and I guess what are some of maybe the things you've seen your team get a grip on? You know, maybe make some strides over the summer to kind of set things up for preseason and getting into the regular season.
You know, I think biggest strides is just trying to get fixed. You know, what's between their ears. You know, get their mind right. You know, that it's not about me coming in here. Not about another assistant coach. It's not about another assistant coach. It's not about our quarterback. It's not about our receiver. It's about us. And that's what we have to buy into, you know. Boy, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there that have no linemen, and vice versa, you know. And we have to get rid of that personality of, I am going to do this, and I am going to do this, and I'm going to go out and get mine. I'm just going to run around like a chicken with my head cut off, or like we say, a bad hunting dog on defense. Bad hunting dog, you know. You get it. We all have had those bad hunting dogs. We go out and hunt some birds, and they just take off, and they flush out everything, and then they don't get anything. And we're all losers. They don't get to hunt birds. We don't get to shoot birds. And so we got to get out of that bad hunting dog and, you know, work as a team. Dog's got to work with his hunters and vice versa. So that's where we have to get the mentality of it's us. And we got to pull together.
From the great city of Gordon that produced Sean Bingo Benge and, you know,
oh,
all...
Oh, no, don't be going there.
Coach,
don't go there. Boy, those Binges are classic. I love those guys.
Well, he's...
Competitors.
He's got a wrap on his car now, so if you see it driving down the interstate, he's one of those guys that has a mug on his little PT Cruiser or whatever it is. Hey, before we let you out of here, Coach, got an email here from a Rocky in Grand Island. Says, I know it's the fourth game of the year, but what do you think Alliance will bring to the table?
Oh.
Tread lightly, Coach. Tread lightly.
Man, Alliance. I don't know. I don't know what to think there. You know, I love Coach Hawk. He is a great guy. He works his tail off, you know. Kind of funny, you know, because a few of these people, like, you know, my best friend is the Lexington head football coach. You know, so we have traded ideas backwards and forwards. You know, we talk darn near daily in the football season. We have for years, and now we got to see them. A couple years ago, you know, Coach Hawk, he came up and met with me and to try to pick my brain on a little offensive stuff and some zone blocking scheme and whatnot. And so we bounced things back and forth. And Roger Trenipal, their offensive line coach, was offensive line coach when I played high school ball and played underneath my dad. And so we've been great friends. And so kind of weird being, you know, now that we're going to kind of go toe-to-toe with them. But I don't know. I'm just – right now I just keep saying I'm treading water, trying to keep my head above them, just trying to stay alive.
Well, yeah. Northwest will open the season at Crete next Friday. Their first home game the following week is against Lexington on September the 3rd. And, Coach, as always, we'll be following all the schools in the area. We wish you the best of luck, and thanks for giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Take care,
all
Kevin
right.
Stein.
Good luck, Kev.
Joining
thanks
us here, new head coach at Northwest. No bones about it. If you were 2-7 and you only got three kids coming back that were starters, and that doesn't mean you got three kids coming back that played football for you, and they're young with six seniors, anything here this year is a positive. Anything they can get positive out of this year will jumpstart them for what you would have to expect next year and 2 years down the road. This is a building project over at Northwest.
You know what my guess is? My guess is the building block for this year is going to be the fact you'll never hear him say again he's got only six seniors out for football. Kevin Stein is a football coach. He's organized. He's disciplined, highly motivated. He's good at what he does. He has got a great situation at Northwest simply by the fact that Northwest football hasn't been as good as it should be for a long time. And Kevin's brought a whole different attitude to that thing. You could hear it in the way he was talking. You know, he's no nonsense. He's gonna make that a good football team. And, you know, kids will respond to that. They like that sort of approach. And he talked in there about retention. Well, he's going to get these kids because that's been the story at Northwest for a while. They've had kids play junior high football, and by the time they get to high school, they cull the herd, and consequently you've got six seniors out for football. That won't happen again with Kevin there.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number to join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. Also, the email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Talked to the folks at Gibbon Valley View last night, and they're still rolling things along here for their Coors three-man two-day scramble. It's this Saturday and Sunday. Just a couple of spots left, so get your team together and give them a call at 308-468-5884, 308-468-5884. It's a cash tournament, Calcutta and state feed on Saturday night. Oh, so good. Prizes awarded, the flag prize, it's all there. It's the tournaments like they're supposed to be. Fun, Coors, golf.
You know, and steak. It's one of those things, too, Doug. The beauty of a tournament like this is there's a flight for everybody, and I can speak to that personally. Okay, there's a flight for everybody. You show up, you're going to be in the flight. Now, granted, it may be the last flight. And frankly, you may have the highest score in the entire tournament. Been there. But you know what? They'll still serve you beer, and they will still feed you a steak.
And by saying that you might have had the highest score on Saturday, you probably didn't come back and win the Calcutta Sunday.
I'll be honest. I wasn't really told there was a Calcutta at the tournament. I was not there.
Well, they told you that round two was Monday, right? But it's this Saturday and Sunday, the Coors three-man two-day scramble at Gibbon Valley View. Give them a call, 308-468-5884, 308-468-5884. It is Thursday, and from FantasyPlayersEdge.com, get on the website, folks, because all the very latest information is there. Joe DeMeo joins us on the show today. Bob Jensen joining me, Doug Duda, filling in for Big Daddy. Joe, good morning.
Hey, Doug, how are you? Bob, nice to meet you.
Yes, absolutely. I listen to you often, Joe, trying to patch my fantasy teams together.
Well, let's see if we can do a little more quilt work today.
Well, we got a lot to talk about because email's in waiting, Joe. Let's jump right into them here. Let's go with Chris from Lawrence. He was first up. He goes, my team waits to pick up a tight end till the end of the draft, along with kickers and defenses. The games we lose, he says, are by just a few points that a good tight end could probably get us. The question from Chris is, if I get a top 10 wide receiver, should I go for the number one or two tight end, or should I go for that next receiver?
No, I mean, tight end is deep, Chris. Great question. I don't want you waiting until round 14 or 15 to grab your tight end. You need to grab your tight end around 10 or 11. But tight end is extremely deep. Dallas Clark, Vernon Davis, Antonio Gates, Witten, Celik, Gonzalez, will all be off the board. But other tight ends like Kellen Winslow, Owen Daniels if he's healthy, Jermichael Finley, Shanko now with Favre back, Chris Cooley with McNabb in Washington, Zach Miller in Oakland with the youngster Jason Campbell, and Greg Olsen, in a Mike Martz offense. And here's the nice part about Olsen. Nobody's going to draft him because the rub against Mike Martz, is he doesn't use his tight end. Well, you wouldn't use your tight end either if your tight end was Cotton Fitzsimmons. he's got nobody named Cotton should be, a tight end. Too fluffy. Olsen is a solid tight end. He's got good chemistry with Cutler. So there are a lot of tight ends here. But don't go too far and not end up with someone at least reasonable. You don't want to lose by two or three points every week and then have it point to your tight end, Chris.
Yeah, and I think you look at Joe's rankings here. Shinko from Minnesota is 10th on your board. I would have no problem having him on my team because Favre's always like to throw to the tight end, even though they're going to have a lot of talent. Heck, you got John Carlson from Seattle down there at number 16, and that's the same deal with Hasselbrook. Seattle might not be that good, but he's a pretty good tight end. Let's go to the next email question here. Mark in Minden says, Joe, what is your view on matching up a stud quarterback and a stud wide receiver? For example, if you can get Manning and Wayne, which most of the years that wouldn't happen, but I see Reggie Wayne's dropping on a lot of boards that he may not be one of the first two wide receivers to go. There's so many. You can get a Tony Romo and maybe a Miles Austin. You can get, like Carson Palmer, I suppose, if you want to say Ocho Cinco. I guess, again, Mark.
A Doug and Daddy.
Well, yeah. What's your thoughts about piggybacking those?
No, I have absolutely no problem with that. Aaron Rodgers and Greg Jennings, for instance. I have absolutely no problem with that. Just take. Don't worry about who your quarterback is. Make sure you grab the best wide receiver available and not worry about the fact that, oh, my God, they can both get shut down in the same game. Well, chances are if your number one QB is shut down completely, you're probably not going to win that week anyway. So you really don't want to look at it from a perspective of, I'll take two guys out instead of one guy out. Go look at it the other way. If your QB is hot it stands to reason that he's going to be targeting your number one wide receiver. So you have a chance to double down on those situations. The only thing you have to account for, and this is extremely important, is the bye week. Make sure when you're drafting, you have a quarterback and you have another wide receiver that are not the same bye week as your stud quarterback and your wide receiver. Otherwise, you're going to be giving away that entire week's worth of production.
Joe, I'm under the – I tell you what, maybe I'm delusional, but I've got it in my head that Oakland's offense is going to be a lot better, and I'm hoping none of my posse is listening right now because I've got it – you mentioned Zach Miller. There are two guys on that team that I think I really like. Him and I think Michael Bush is going for 1,000 yards this year. Am I in the ballpark there?
Well, I like Bush. Bush is a solid back, and I think he'll be available somewhere in round five like that. So he's a great value pick at that point. It really depends on McFadden and how much he vultures touches. But by the fact that they cut Fargus, they're telling you that Michael Bush is going to be that guy, and Fargus is no longer there. He's in Denver. Oakland's offense has to be improved. Let me say it in the kindest way I can. They were awful, god awful, and they were just one of them. You know, you always wanted your defense going up against the Raiders. You know, it's like, okay, great, I got the Raiders this week. So yes, they're going to be better. I wouldn't bet the ranch on them though. Don't bet the ranch on them. I think they still have a lot of work to do, and I'm not certain that their offensive line is exactly where it needs to be.
A lot of drafts coming up. If you've got a question, fire it off to us to the Dent Popper inbox. Check it out at fantasyplayersedge.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Joe DeMeo is joining us here on the program. What makes fantasy football fun, I've always told the people I'm in with, draft day, night, whatever it is, I said, that's half the fun. I will not be in a fantasy league, say, well, I can't be there. We'll have somebody draft for you. No. I will draft for somebody else, but I am not going to have somebody draft for me because the decisions are what makes your team. And I have to ask you, because this has happened for so many years now, Joe, what do you do with Steven Jackson? St. Louis stinks. Steven doesn't get in the end zone last year. Some weeks he has big, huge games. But you look, even at yours, you have him fourth overall. I cannot imagine myself having the fourth pick and selecting Steven Jackson.
Now, remember, these are preliminary, and right now we're getting ready to move Ray Rice up, especially if they move McGahee. And we're not so certain that we can move Frank Gore up with the Brian Westbrook overhang there. But Michael Turner and Ray Rice will move up. Jackson will probably drop down to number six on that list. In fact, we're going to upgrade these rankings on Saturday. I just want to see a few more games being played. But Steven Jackson's still a horse. And with A.J. Feely, they have a much better chance than they had last year with a completely concussed Mark Bulger. I don't even know if Bulger can spell his name at this point in his career. It was crazy. They had no quarterback play whatsoever. Not that Feely's a panacea, but he understands how not to lose games. He understands to play the game, you know, smart. Look for Bradford in week five or six. No, I think Steven Jackson will have 8-9 touchdowns this year, and that's going to, you know, especially the goal line stuff, if they ever get down there, I agree with you. But he still ranks high on our board. We still think he's a no-brainer, but we do like him now at number six or number seven, not number four.
And, Joe, before we let you get out of here, again, I'm so far fortunate I don't have to do my first draft till next Thursday, so I'll throw my personal questions at you probably next Thursday. And that is a point-per-reception league. First year I was in it, I'll admit, I missed on a couple of where, you know, this guy is better because it's a point-per-reception league. Can you throw out a couple of names, whether it's a running back or, Wes Welker Golden in those leagues? Maybe he didn't get in the end zone, but when you're catching 11 balls a game, that's 110. You know, that's 11 points.
Yeah.
Are there a couple of guys out there that if you just, you know, look at a magazine or look at a preliminary ranking, it doesn't tell you in most places? Who's a couple of guys that have a lot more stock in those point-per-reception leagues?
Yeah, let me give you a running back that no one's going to draft, Matt Forte. Matt Forte in a Mike Martz offense out of the backfield with those soft hands that he has. He's going to be targeted often. He's going to have a lot of packages where in a point-per-reception league, he really figures to be a real stud. And especially if the league is heavily weighted, you know, to points per reception. So I really, you know, I really like that kind of running back in that kind of format, and especially you should be able to get him, well into the draft, probably around round four, or round five, or maybe even round six. We like Percy Harvin now with Favre back. Favre's going to target him more. The only thing with Harvin that makes us nervous, obviously, is the fact that he has those migraines. And, you know, Terrell Owens is going to catch a lot of balls. He's going to catch a lot of underneath stuff. You know, take two steps, then take one step back, catch a pass, then they're going to try and, you know, get him to make five or six yards. He's another guy that, in a point per reception league, could be useful. He'll probably get 5 to 8 balls a week. And those kind of guys are very, very useful. And Pierre Garçon is another one where we think he's going to come into his own this year. And we feel like Manning's going to look for him more likely than not. And sure, he'll still be looking for Reggie Wayne, of course. But Austin Colley, Anthony Gonzalez, they're going to get a lot of attention. Garçon is a very reliable receiver, and we like him this year as well.
Well, Joe, we'll talk to you next Thursday when the bulk of the drafts will be taking place here over the next 2 weeks, obviously, with the season. Can you believe it? What are we, 1, 2, 3 weeks away from the start of the NFL season when the Vikings and Saints meet up? Joe, as always, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, you bet, Jens. Take very, very good care. We'll catch up next week. Thanks.
That is Joe DeMeo. Check him out at fantasyplayersedge.com. Need to take a break back after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Yeah, the glory days. Altitude. They just pull out those weird college football games because Nebraska-Colorado field goal at the end, 2000, was on last weekend. Saw that. Bob Jensen joining me in studio today.
I would have preferred that over what the carnage that I watched. I was talking to my mom on the phone. I was only on there for a couple minutes, and Colorado scored 4 touchdowns, all on the same play. Those were the days. I get that confused with the day there was nobody left at halftime of the Oklahoma State game.
Oh,
when it comes to great days in Nebraska football.
Oh, my
history.
God. I was there in the press box, and it was just people that had been there for years, you know, Mike Babcocks of the world, mm-hmm. were just, I mean, shell-shocked. It was at half. I mean, going into halftime, the stadium was half empty.
Well, that's just it.
That's a sight, people.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Again,
usually, you know, we were driving that day. Our daughter was playing volleyball, and usually, you know, during the course of the broadcast, Jim Rose would be apologizing for his own ineptitude, but that day he was choosing to apologize for the performance of the Huskers on the field. And I thought Matt Davison probably had a gun to his temple. It was not a good day.
Just a second left, really. Your thoughts? Bo Pelini did grant an interview to the AP and Eric Olson last night. He did say that Sean Fisher's out, Anthony Blue is out. I think some people want to refer to it as a temper tantrum that he has every once in a while. We're trying to do our job. The problem with this whole lockout was it wasn't a member of the media that spilled the beans. It was a friend of the program. Well, and I think he realized that. I think he continues to learn and grow as we go along. State of the Huskers, you keep your eye on them.
First of all, lockout to the media in any instance is a bad idea. That sets everything back. I agree, Pelini's growing and all that. He is our guy. I think we're set up for something really quite spectacular. Our defense, you know, Jared Crick from Cozad, Nebraska. I mean, they make him out to be Superman. It'll be interesting to see. You know, all those defensive backs. The defense is going to be great. And I'm curious. I think most people are to see what happens with Zach Lee. He looked like Joe Montana in the bowl game.
Oh, don't put that curse on him. Pick a good quarterback. Let's get out of here. Jeff Garcia, he's going to be playing football in Omaha. Or will somebody sign him away?
Jeff, was it Jerry Garcia? Maybe you got the wrong Garcia.
UNK volleyball ranked 13th in the preseason Division II coaches poll. Must be something. UNK volleyball and football and Hastings College football all ranked 13th in the respective preseason polls. We want to thank Bob Jensen, of course, from Huskerland Prep for joining us live in studio today. The Huskerland Prep magazine is out. Crete featured on the cover. Great stories, prognostications, top tens, top players, all in the magazine. You can find out more at huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. Also, Joe DeMeo, fantasyplayersedge.com. Northwest new head football coach Kevin Stein. Tomorrow we go to Central Catholic with Charlie Shoemaker. We'll also be talking with the newest member of the Tri-City Storm and maybe a special guest as well. We'll see you tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.